paragraph of Zion. V'zeh b'chinas be'echod b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim l'netia v'liyirokois l'shmitin u'liyoyvlois. And this is why the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that the first day of Tishrei kicks off the new year for years, for how we determine years, for plants, netia, trees that we plant and things like that, liyirokois, vegetables, and l'shmitin and yoivois. Shmitin and yoivois we count from Tishrei. Ki b'echad b'tishrei shehu Rosh Hashanah oz hatfila b'b'china sanal. Because on the first day of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, that's when the tefillah rises to the level we spoke about here. Bebechinas vayetze Yitzchok l'suach basode. Yitzchok went out to speak to Hashem in the field. Shekol koichoy sasode choizrim v'noisnin koicham l'toich hatfila. All the plants and all the vegetation return their powers into tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Shezeh ikar tikunam kanal. And that's the main tikun for those trees and plants and vegetables and everything. V'al kein oz hu Rosh Hashanah shel kol anetiyos v'yirokos. That's why the Mishnah says that is the birthday. That's the beginning of the year for all of these trees and vegetables. Ki oz ikar tikunam kanal. Because that's when they have their greatest high. Just like a birthday is the happiest day of the year for the birthday boy, right? All his friends come over and the plants. Wow, I wish every day could be my birthday, right? We were all kids a couple of hundred years ago, no? So the birthdays. So Rosh Hashanah is the birthday when all the kids come over, all the plants and all the trees, all of them come and they bring their gifts. They bring their energy and bring it into the tefillah. V'zehu l'shmitin u'liyovlois. And that's why the Mishnah says also it's the beginning of the Shemitah cycle and the Yovel cycle. Ki zeh ikar kedushas Shemitah v'yovel, shem Shabbos l'Hashem. Because the whole holiness of Shemitah and Yovel is that they are referred to as Hashem's Shabbos. Shekol kedushasam hu b'inyan hatzmochim. Whereby the whole holiness of Shemitah and Yovel relates specifically to the crops, to the fields and everything. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Sod choloi sizra, v'kama choloi sigmar. What do we do on Shemitah? You can't plant, you can't harvest. V'hakoil kedei legalois ki l'Hashem horetz. And what's the message that we're broadcasting through this Shemitah and Yovel? The message is that the world belongs to Hashem. That all of this is Hashem stuff. Ki oz hu Shabbos l'Hashem. Because that's Hashem's day of rest. Hashem rested when he created the world, when he made everything. So we rest on the seventh year also, and on the seventh cycle of the seventh year. She'oz aliyas shel kol ha'koichoi shel kol siach hasoda. That's the time when all the powers of all the plants and vegetation have a major aliyah. They have a major elevation. She'oilim v'nechlolim b'sharosham. They go up to their source. Kemoi b'shabbos bereshis. Just like on the first Shabbos of the... Just like on Shabbos, when Hashem first created the world, just like on Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, She'oz aliyas kol ha'olamos lihikolel b'sharoshim kiyodua. Where the Zohar HaKadosh Ne'arizal tell us that on Shabbos is when all the different worlds go up and plug into their source. They reconnect to their source. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh points out, Keshem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereshis, Kach Nemar B'Shmita Reshis. That just like by Shabbos the Torah uses that term, so too by Shmita it uses the same term. So we see that they're both similar. That just like on Shabbos we're told that all the worlds have a major elevation, they connect to their source, on Shemitah all the plants and vegetation have this tremendous aliyah and plug into their source, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is Tefillah. V'al kein oz hakoil hefker. And this is why the law is that on Shemitah and on Yovel, everything is ownerless. We don't own anything. Ki kol hashinui reshuyos hulamata. Because the whole concept of mine and yours and his, That's only downstairs over here in this physical world. Shekol echad cholok mechaver, where each one of us is an individual, is different from the other one. Avulamala bashayrish, but upstairs, where all the stuff originates from, hakoil echad, it's all one. V'zeh b'chinas yoivel, and this is the concept of yoivel, she'oz ikar hu aliyah shel kol hadvorim l'sharoshem. That's when all the different things get elevated to their source. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, get returned to their source, to their place of origin. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, b'shnas ha'yoivel hazois, toshuvu ishel achuzasoi. That on this year of yoivel, jubilee, everything goes back to its original owner. Ki yoivel roshei tevois vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basode kemavur baternal. This Rab Nosson Zalietz. Rabbeinu Zal gave us that vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basode is Yevul. Rab Nosson Zal connects this now that Yevul is the same letters as yoivel. The word Yevul, which means product, which means all the powers of all the different plants and vegetation of everything, Rav Nosson says that's the same word as yoivel, because yoivel is the source. Yoivel is that origin of all of those different powers that are found in all the vegetation. Shekol hakoychos shel kol siach hasode oilin v'nechlolin koycham b'toych hatfila. That all of these different powers of the plants and vegetation, they elevate them and they plug them into tefila. Shezehu ikar tikun ha'olamos. That's the main tikun of all the worlds. That's the light of Moshiach who's going to make a tikkun for all the worlds. And a Jew who is zoicha to make all of this happen, that Jew is zoicha to rule over the angels, and that his rulership should continue. He shouldn't get knocked off. And through all of this, a person is zoicha to Rosh Hashanah, she'efsher liskois lazer, which Rabbeinu Zal says, with it, a person cannot achieve this, kiyim al yidei she'oichazin b'kisi ha'kovoid, unless the person holds onto the throne of Hashem. She'ideze zoichen liyois b'chines mekoimoi shaloylam. Because when you attach yourself to the throne of Hashem, you're plugging into the source of mokoim of the world, the place of the entire world. Sheshom yesh mokoim lekol echod. There's room for everybody. Every single person has a place. Every single person has a number up there. They have a box. They have a slot over there in the Kisei HaKavod. And when a Jew is zoicha to attach himself to the Kisei HaKavod, to everybody's mokoim, then he's in a position to judge everybody favorably, as we learned a few pages ago. How is a Jew zoicha to this? Through shleimus hatfila. What's shleimus hatfila? When you're able to bring the field into your tefila, you're able to bring all the powers that are found in all the trees and vegetation, everything, into your tefila. Shehu b'chinas yoivel, which is the concept of yoivel, when all the fields go back to their origin, which is this Dvar Hashem. V'alkein, by yoivel, oz hu cheirus godol. And this is why yoivel is a time of incredible freedom. V'hakoil choyzev oilo l'sharoshoi. Everything goes back to its source, to its origin. V'hakoil nistakenos. Everything gets totally repaired then. Al yedei shleimus hatfila. Through the perfection of tefillah, shenichleles v'nishlemesos, which gets perfected and completed then. Bebchin anal, as we explained earlier, dahainu al yedei kol siach hasode. When is the tefillah perfect? When is the tefillah complete? When it has all the fields, all the vegetation, all of that smochim in it. Umachma shebarosh hashanah, hatfila bebechina sanal, and because of the fact that the one holiday of the year, the one day of the year that the tefila achieves that high, that incredible high, is Rosh Hashanah, alkein ozu Rosh Hashanah l'shmitin v'yoivelos. That's why that's also the birthday, the beginning of the Shemitah and Yoivel process. Ki kol kedushasa mebechina siach hasode. Because the whole holiness of Shemitah and Yoivel, comes from the plants and those things. Hainu, b'chinas vayetze Yitzchok l'suach basoder. Shezeu b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. That's when, that day was Rosh Hashanah, when Yitzchok Avinu was saying that tefillah. V'alkein gam yovel nikra Rosh Hashanah. And that's why yovel is also called the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah. K'moyisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Ezehu Shana sheRosh Hashanah shelo ba'osra l'chodesh. Which year is it whose Rosh Hashanah comes out on the 10th of Tishrei? Hevi'oimer zeh yovel. Knows Yovel really begins on Yom Kippur, but the Gemara calls it Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, which year is it whose birthday? And birthday, the word that the Gemara uses for birthday is Rosh Hashanah. Which year is it whose Rosh Hashanah is on the 10th of Tishrei? It's the Yovel year. Ki Rosh Hashanah v'Yovel hein b'china achas kanal. Because Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are one concept. Because as we said before, the word, both of them are tied into this concept where all the plants and all the vegetation and everything gets elevated to its source, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is Tefillah. When does it happen? It happens on Yovel, and it also happens on the Rosh Hashanah of every year, as we showed throughout here. What causes it to happen? All the plants and everything, which are called Yevul. Yevul means produce. Yevul is a word that refers to all the trees and plants and everything, all of those things. That's Yevul. And Yevul is also Vayetze Yitzchok L'suach Basoder. So these same four letters contain in it everything. It's the produce. It's the tefillah. Vayetze L'suach, it's the tefillah. It's the Yovel. And it's the Rosh Hashanah. All of them connect. Baruch Hashem. If you look back, this was a longer halacha a little bit. And it covers a few very, very important topics, and some of it is a little bit heavy. But again, the more familiar you are with the chapter on Likutei Moran, and the more you learn this, and if you'll be zeicher to say the Likutei Tefillos, and if you'll be zeicher to have espoided this, a person will be able to get such an incredible high from this, from Rabbeinu's, from the combination of the Likutei Moran, the Likutei Halachos, the Likutei Tefillos, all of these things. You should be zeicher to appreciate what's been shown to us here, and to be zeicher to have this kind of Rosh Hashanah, to have this kind of tefillah in general, every day, that whenever a Jew has the opportunity to be out in a forest, in a field, it's something special, it's something very good. It's not the only place to daven, obviously, but it's one of the very special places for hispoidetus. Shachris Minchamayrev, we don't daven there. There you're supposed to daven in an enclosed place. But hispoidetus, we should be zeicher to have it everywhere, especially in the Soda, it's a shame.